This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We continue our series of Ibad al-Rahman, begging Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all among Ibad al-Rahman. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. We mentioned already three of their characteristics. Number one is that they walk on earth with humility. Second, they leave an argument or the jahileen, they leave the jahileen in dignity. And third is they spend the night sujjadan wa qiyama. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. The fourth characteristic we'll be discussing today, inshallah ta'ala. After Allah Azza wa Jal told us that these people, they spend the night in qiyam, performing qiyam. And subhanallah, one time Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, how come the people who perform qiyam, their faces are full of noor? He said, because khalaw billah, because they were alone with Allah Azza wa Jal, so he gave them from his noor. Subhanallah. May Allah make us among these people. So qiyam, they perform qiyam, and right after they perform qiyam, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that they make this dua. By the way, in all their characteristics, they make two duas. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. And the second dua, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. We're going to come to it. So imagine, any, these are called عباد الرحمن, and these are the only two duas they make. So number one, Ya Allah, avert. Ya Allah, keep away from us the punishment of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Its punishment is gharam. What does gharam mean? Gharaman here, it means from the word gharim. Gharim is the person that owes you owe money to. The person that you owe money to, what happens? He's always on top of you, asking you for his money back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people are making dua, Ya Allah, keep away Jahannam, keep us away from Jahannam, because its adab is gharam, is on top of you constantly, all the time. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. This Jahannam, it is so evil for a short time or for a long time. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to Jahannam. Neither for a short time, which is the muqam. Muqam is a short time. Mustaqar is forever. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. يعني مستقر is a place that you're going to stay there forever. So Ya Allah, we don't want to go to Jahannam for a short period of time, like the Jews said, لَنْ تَمَسَّنَا النَّارِ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَات. When we go, if we go to the hellfire, we're going to go for a few days. It's not a big deal. Spend the weekend and we come back. And unfortunately, some Muslims are thinking like that these days. They say, you know what? Let me enjoy my life. I will go to Jahannam day or two or a short period of time. And then I will be out, because at the end of the day, every muwahid has to go to Jannah. No, ya akhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the least punished person in Jahannam, the least punished person in Jahannam is a person that will wear sandals of fire that will make his brain boil. That's the least punished person. We cannot afford to be in Jahannam, not even for a fraction of a second. So these people who are performing qiyam, this is their main concern. They are fearful of Allah. They're always thinking of the akhirah, and their main dua, Ya Allah, keep us away from Jahannam. But we as Muslims, we know that we're supposed to live with hope and fear, khawf wa raja, not always fearing and asking Allah to keep us from Jahannam, and not always saying, khalas, I'm 100% going to Jannah. We live between both. Like Ibn al-Qayyim said, the mu'min is like a bird. One janah, one wing is fear, and one wing is hope. And the head is the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. The bird cannot fly with two wings. We have to both always hope that Allah will accept our a'mal and fear that He might not accept. So these people have recognized that this dunya, ya akhwan, is worthless. Ya Rasulullah, what is the example of this dunya? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it's just like a person traveling and he found a tree and he sat down to rest a little bit and then he continued his journey. That whole dunya is that rest under the tree. Ya Nuh, what do you think of the dunya? He said, the dunya is just like a dar, just like a house. You walk in from one door and you leave from the other. No matter how big is that house, walking from door and leaving from the other is a very short period of time. And this is who? This is the Prophet alayhi salam, that his da'wah, only his da'wah, was 950 years. A side note. How come Allah Azza wa Jal said that Nuh alayhi salam, that he spent alfa sana illa khamsina aama? Allah said in Surah Al-Ankabut that Nuh alayhi salam spent in his da'wah 1,000 years minus 50. Why Allah did not say he spent 950 years? Anybody? Allah said, Nuh alayhi salam spent 1,000 minus 50. He could have said 950 years, right? There's no way. Have you ever seen somebody, I will give my son, here's 100 minus 50. Right? So how come? Anybody? Barakallah fiqh. Elf. This is, by the way, to show how long the ta'zeem, to show how great, how long was his period. He said, elf minus 50. Elf was the biggest number that the Arab knew. Elf, thousand, was the biggest number that the Arab knew. There was no million, there was no zillion, there was no trillion, elf. Even when they want to say a million, what do they say? Alfa, alfa am, alfa, alf. 1,000 times 1,000. So alf was the biggest number. So that's why, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr, he did not say, when we explain it, we say more than 83 years. Allah did not say 83. When you say 83, it's 83, a small number. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْر. Big, right? So to make us, you know, get excited about that day. So that's the use of the word elf. So let's go back. So Nuh alayhi salam told us that this dunya is nothing. And these people have recognized that. Ya akhwan, when Dawood alayhi salam, he said, Ya Allah, I cannot even bear the heat of your sun. How can I bear the heat of your fire? So one of the main du'as that we should make in these blessed nights, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا اللَّهُمَّ أَجْرْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. Anything to keep you away from the hellfire, ya akhwan. And the most du'a that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made, the most du'a, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So the fourth characteristic that the Ibad al-Rahman do is that they beg Allah to keep them away from the hellfire. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue on Sunday. Jazakumullah khair, barakallah feekum. May Allah make us all from Ibad al-Rahman. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.